Thanks. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Johnny Yuan. I'm the Finance Director and Company Secretary of IRC. I would like to welcome all of you to IRC Limited's 2022 annual results conference call. Apart from me, with us today we have our CEO, Mr. Dennis Cherdikenko, as well as our CFO, Daniella Kotirov. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief Q&A session, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, or Cantonese, will follow the formal presentation. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Announcement and PowerPoint slides for use in this call have been uploaded, and you can download the documents from our website, www.ircgroup.com.hk. 各位网民，我是铁公银行财务总管办公室秘书袁兆章，欢迎大家出席今日IR提供银行香港交易所编号1019-2022年度业绩电话会议。今日出席的代表包括有我们的首席执行官 Dennis Cherdikenko先生，以及首席财务官 Daniella Kotirov先生。出席的嘉宾暂时会以此为聆听模式。在管理层正式报告完毕之后，我们会设有答问的时间，欢迎大家使用英文、国语或者广东话发问。另外也想提醒大家，本次会议是正常录音，而会议使用的公告和演讲稿已经上载在本公司的网站，www.ircgroup.com.hk，欢迎大家下载。我现在就请我们的首席执行官 Dennis Cherdikenko先生为我们主持这个会议。It's my pleasure to turn the call over to our CEO, Dennis Cherdikenko先生. Dennis, you may begin.
Hello, dear shareholders. Hello, dear investors. It's a pleasure to make our annual results for year finished with the 2022. Let me tell some words about our highlights in 2022. There are several financial highlights I want to announce. In details, our CFO, Daniella Kotirov, will tell later. First of all, our revenue decreased by almost 25% to 278.8 million, in comparison with 371 million in 2021. It's following a 25.3% decrease in market, $65 iron ore price. That is why the revenue decreased as well. Nevertheless, the cash cost only increased by 9.9% to $78.8 per ton. In comparison with the previous year, despite high Russian inflation and significant Russian ruble appreciation. Also, the year was quite successful for us. Nevertheless, of all these challenges, nevertheless of decreasing of the iron ore price and despite the Russian inflation, EBITDA, including non-recurring items and FX, reduced to 56.5 million, and underlying profit amounted to 25 million. Nevertheless of all these challenges. I need to announce that there is a loss attributable to shareholders amounted to 87.9 million. Mainly it is due to non-cash impairment of 103.2 million. Also we have decreased our net debt to 41 million. In 2021 it was 61.1 million. Following loan repayment and debt equity swap with our main creditor, MIC. Gearing reduced to 17.4%. Net debt to EBITDA ratio increased to 0.74 due to lower EBITDA, but anyway, it's below 1. Some operation highlights. The production volume increased by 0.5% to 2,570 kiloton, despite temporary scaling down of operation in fourth quarter 2022 and other operating issues. Sales volume also increased, but couldn't have been improved if not a railway logistic issues due to the COVID-19 pandemic and poor weather. So we told about that so in our quarterly reports. And also the company continue having a good safety standard with no fatality. And so our LTIFR maintained at a low level of 0.66. So some on the slide number seven, I want to make some point about the KNC operations, production and sales in financial year 2022. You can see that the average per price was 25.3% lower in 2022, and production increased by 0.5%. So we had several bottlenecks. First of all, so with the production, the issue was a lower ferromagnetic and issues with the mining contractors. We did some solutions. First of all, so we used Sutara deposits, and additional mining contractors and in-house mining fleet was used. So, and we still continue to solving this problem. And also, it was the railway logistics, congestion in season. Amur River Bridge was built, and we can use only in the end of the year, and I can say that still not operational in with a full capacity. So I want to say that production and sales volume increased despite underperformance of mining contractors, railway congestion issues. I think you're familiar with the problem of delivering a huge amount of coal to China, and that is why so we really compete with the so-called private factories, so for the railways. And temporal scaling down in operation in fourth quarter 2022. Mining volume decreased due to underperformance of mining contractors, and it was resolved by the end of 2022. The ore at Sutara has high grade of ferromagnetic. KNS is actively preparing this pit for operation with the aim of starting to mine the ore at Sutara at the end of this year, 2023. The opening of Amur River in December 2022 is expected to improve logistic efficiency and elevate railway congestion. And now I ask our CFO, Danilo Kotlyarov, to continue with the financials. Please go.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. I would like to give you a brief update about our results of the last year. Can you please look at the next slide where we have the key information. As Dennis mentioned already, the total amount of sales year on year has decreased, but as you can see here, it decreased almost exactly in line with the decrease in the price of iron ore. As you can see here, there was a significant decline in the index of Platts over the last year, and as the price of the KNS product is linked with the Platts index, yes, it is reflected in our realized price as well, and obviously in the total amount of the revenues. We have seen also, as Zeni mentioned, the increase in the cash cost of production of KNS. As you can see here, yes, we have seen a 10% increase, yes, increase in cost, which we believe is quite a good result if you will look if you will look at the rate of the ruble inflation in Russia, and also what was unusual last year, a significant appreciation of ruble, especially at the beginning of the year. So in light of this, this increase in the cost, we believe is quite moderate, and I will give you more information about this later. So as a result of this, we have seen a decrease in the underlying profit of the company, and I will be able to give you more detailed information about the main figures later. So if you look at the next slide here, we have detailed information about we have detailed information about P&L of the company. Yes, as I told already about, I explained already about the revenues. I would like to make a note here that yes, in 2021 we had also 10 million, actually 11 million, yes, 11 million losses on the in relation with the hedging in the hedging of the iron ore. Yes, over the course of last year, we have used a different kind of instruments. We have used the hedging of iron ore using options, and it did not realize in any gains or losses. In terms of the costs, as I mentioned already, the majority of the increase of the costs it has to do with the increase of the mining rates of the companies which are engaged on doing the mining works in KNS, and also yes, effect of the ruble inflation on certain items of the cost. And on the next slide, I will explain this. In terms of the G&A, there was a significant G&A over the last year, but as we explained this during our 6 months accounts, it primarily is in relation with the one-off payment which company did during the change of the board mid of the last year, and we believe that yes, our aim is that this year the level of G&A costs will be lower. In terms of the other items, yeah, the major one of course is the non-cash impairment of the mining assets of around 100 million, which is basically the reflection of the change in the sentiments in terms of the price of an iron ore, especially especially at the year end. As you know, after the reopening of China and cancellation of the zero COVID policy, the sentiments and the situation on the market of iron ore has improved, but we are bound by the standards of the reporting, and this assessment of the impairment it was done as at the end of the last year, which also reflects the estimates about the increase of the cost, and also ruble inflation at the end of at the end of the year. On the next slide, you can see the main information about balance sheet of the company. The main changes here, I can give you a brief explanation as well. So in terms of the decrease in the property, plant, equipment, this is the impact of the impairment, which I explained already. In terms of the increase in the working capital of the company, as we reported at the end of the year during our quarterly update, is at the end of the year there was a significant increase in the accounts receivables of the company. The reason of that was a delay in payments of our customers in China, but we can report now that as of today, the situation has significantly improved, and the amount is normalized, and so this problem was resolved. So the other item which we see significant change is the decrease in the borrowings, but as we reported already, we did a partial conversion of the debt into equity, and as a result of this, we repaid a significant amount of the loan, and I will also be able to give you more information about this later. So on the next slide, you can see the main information about the cash flow of the company over the course of the last year. It's basically the reflection of what I already explained. So the major amount of the repayment of the borrowings, it is the cash was generated out of the issuance of the new shares, which allowed us to make a significant earlier repayment of the loan, which in light of the increase in interest rates, it has a positive effect on the P&L of the company. In terms of the capital expenditures, the CapEx, yes, primarily is in relation with development of Sotera project and is in line with the previous year. As we explained already in the quarterly update, the majority of the CapEx in relation with the Sotera is planned over the course of this year, with the name of beginning the mining of the ore at the end of this year and processing of the ore at the beginning of the next. So interest expense, we have seen decrease. This is a result of the repayment of the loan, of the early repayment, and yes, I think the rest I explained already. So I would like to give you would like to give you more explanation about the increase of the cash cost. If you look on the next slide, here is the breakdown of the cash cost of KNS, and it's very clear if you look at this where we have seen the increase, and primarily the increase was in relation with the mining. As you know, the majority of our mining operations it is done with the contractors who are doing mining mine operations in KNS, and we have seen the increase in the rates over the course of last year. This is primarily is in relation with the Russian inflation, and also it also a certain impact of the sanctions, because the logistics and the delivery of the spare parts in Russia became like more expensive, and this is inevitably reflected in the cost of doing mining operations and also in the rate of mining. I think we are not the only one who are experiencing this. All the companies who are engaged in mining industry are experiencing this problem. As you can see here, the rest of the items, we haven't seen significant increase in the costs. I might give a small note about the increase in the mineral extraction tax. As we reported previously, we've been enjoying a subsidy on the tax, and the amount of the subsidy is decreasing over the years. We have a 10-year like subsidy on the tax, but it's gradually decreasing every 2 years. And if last year in 2021 we've been enjoying the zero tax. Yes, last year we have a small portion of the tax, which will be increasing gradually over the course of the next years. And another article where we have seen the increase in the increase in transport costs, but this primarily is the reflection of the increase in the amount of seaborne sales, where we have more expensive cost more expensive cost of transport. On the next slide, I would like to give you the explanation of how all this impacted the underlying profitability of the company. As you can see here, the analysis year on year of the amount of EBIT which company has generated a year ago and last year. So, and the explanation is very clear if you look at the graph. The vast majority of the impact is purely the in relation with the decrease in the price of iron ore. And the second largest item is the ruble appreciation. With all our costs, majority of our costs denominated in USD, the ruble appreciation has a direct impact on the US dollar denominated on ruble costs denominated in US dollars. Although I would like to draw your attention that we were able to mitigate partially the negative effect of the ruble appreciation with the hedging of the foreign exchange, and by using this, we actually have generated the gain on the fixed instrument of $4 million, which partially has offset the negative effects of the ruble appreciation. In terms of the rest of the items I already explained, it was the increase in the cost of mining, the negative effect of the partial expiry of subsidy, and also G&A. But yes, I think that this via the slide here, it basically explained that the group, the focus of the group is on keeping the costs to keep an eye on the cost, and we were able, even in light of the significant inflation in Russia and also appreciation of the ruble, we were able to keep the cost decrease on a quite moderate level. So I think on the next slide there is information that we probably we published already. So there is a cash balance at the end of the year. There was a decrease in the cash balance, and I think you can see details in the cash flow. As a result of the decrease in the profitability of the company, there is also a slight increase in the level of the there is a slight increase in the leverage of the company, but it's still on a quite good level below one, which also reflects that the balance sheet of the company is quite a good order. There is also information about the terms of the repayment of the loan, and I just would like to underline as I explained already, this year is quite capital intensive in terms of the capital investments in the development of Sutara project, and yes, I think that the partial swap of the debt into equity, which alleviates partially like 50% of the principal, which is due of the repayment of the course of this year, gives us more confidence that that the company will be able to complete the project in full, even if there will be any significant changes in the significant changes in macro parameters. On the next slide, there is information which I think I explained already, and I think that's basically all information we wanted to explain, and we are happy to move to Q&A.
Excuse me, Dennis just got disconnected. We're just waiting for him to call back. Please stay on the line. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please stay on the line. We are waiting for Dennis to call back. Thank you.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dennis is back on the line now. Dennis, please go ahead. Thank you.
Operator, let's go to a Q&A session, please.
Oh, okay, sure. We will now poll for a question. If you'd like to register for a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to register for a question. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to register for a question. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to register for a question. Thank you. There seems to be no question at this moment, sir. Would you like to conclude the call?
Yes. Thanks, Frankie. So, as there's no more questions, we are now ending this meeting. And thank you, everyone, for joining the call today. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact us at any time. Contact details can be referred to our corporate website, www.ilcgroup.com.hk. 因為沒有其他問題了,會議在這裡就到此結束了。我們很感謝今天每位出席的嘉賓,和希望各位有個愉快的日子。如果你們有任何的問題,是隨時歡迎聯絡我們的。你們可以在官網上看到我們的聯絡方法,我們的官網是 www.ilcgroup.com.hk。With that, thank you and have a great day. 好,各位,我們今天的會議結束,謝謝大家。
Thank you for your participation. This concludes your conference. Thank you.
Thank you.